That was Stunt Girl from Darlington's We Start Fires, who've got a number of dates in the north coming up, including one at the Royal Park Cellars in Leeds a week tomorrow. And looking ahead to that, I caught up with Becky, who's on vocals and guitar with the band. If people get down to Royal Park on the 12th, what should they expect?
They can expect lots of loud, crazy synth noises, lots of girls shouting and doing three-part harmonies, kick-ass guitars, loudness, drums. It'll be brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, I should be there in the front row.
Yes, you shall.
just tell me a little about the band.
We Start Fires has been going since the end of 2001, but before that, me and the drummer were in a band called Venus and Furs, and we've recently got a new bass player. We put out an EP last year as well called How to Be a Lady, and that did quite well. It got played on the John Peel Show and things, and we've just been doing loads of gigs, and we're in the middle of recording our album at the moment, and it's been going really well.
One of the things I was struck by from your EP, very upfront with your sleeve art, playful stuff around gender stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm conscious that the F word, feminism, is a thing that a lot of women artists shy away from these days and are very keen to distance themselves from. Where do you line up on that?
No, I would be proud to call myself a feminist. I totally would. I think it's really crap nowadays because, like you say, people are really scared to say that they are because the media's all like, oh, feminist, scary, bald-haired women with big boots on. But I just think feminism's great and more people should say they are one. Because we get so much crap being a girl band and stuff, like people saying, oh, do you know how to plug your guitar in and, you know, stuff like that. So I just think it's important to talk about stuff like that, and then hopefully more girls will be in bands and it'll be brilliant.
Well, I mean, that's what this show's all about. We Start Fires, I mean, it's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking, you know, what would you like to set ablaze?
What would I like to set ablaze? Lots of things, really. Evil politicians and Chris Moyles. I don't particularly like Chris Moyles too much, so he would be first on the fire, I think.
Well, I think you'd carry popular support there. In fact, I can see people sending you boxes of matches in the post. You've got a lot of dates coming up, as you say. What's ahead beyond that?
Well, we're going to be finishing off the album, hopefully, this month. We're getting all the artwork together and everything, just finishing off mixing it. And then we're going to be putting that out on our own label, Head Girl Records. And then we're hopefully going to be doing a proper UK tour in May, so we'll be going like Hull, Sheffield, Leeds, Manchester, Bristol, Cambridge, all them kind of places. Glasgow, we like playing in Glasgow. So yep, the tour and the album are the next plans.
Obviously, you said you're putting the album out on your own label. I mean, is that a very strong principled thing for you?
No, not really. I totally respect people that do that, but with us, it's more like we just want to get it out as soon as possible, kind of thing. We're not the sort of band that's like, we'd never sign to a major label or anything like that, but just for us, it's the quickest and easiest way of getting it out there. Because, like, we put the EP out, but we haven't had anything out since then. So the new album's going to be basically the set that we're playing at the moment and a couple of new things as well.
Brilliant. Well, I'll thoroughly look forward to that. Perhaps at the time that surfaces, I mean, we'll certainly play some more of you at that stage, and maybe there'll be scope to do something beyond that.
Okay, then. Thank you.
And I will see you on the 12th.
Yes, at Leeds. Okay then.
Excellent.
See you then.
Okay. Many thanks. See you now.